It's Bullseye on the Afternoon with Andy Bulbarch and Matt Douglas on AM 930 WEOL.
Fourteen minutes after 5 o'clock, entering the final hour of Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bulbarch, Matt Douglas with you. We'll take you until 6. Crusher Baseball coming your way at 7 o'clock tonight. We're having all kinds of fun here in studio, and the fun continues in the final hour of the show. Jeff Hart with the Cleveland Haunt Club is here in studio with us. Jeff, how are you, man?
I'm doing really well. It's great to be here.
Well, it's great to have you back in studio here again. Last time we had you on, we had all kinds of fun. You're here again to tell us about a number of different things, but we're going to focus on the haunted garage sale. I went to this last year. I had a lot of fun. It was really cool. Tell us all about it. This is the third year you guys have put this together, right?
Yeah, this is our big event of the year, and it will be our third annual haunted garage sale. And this is a, basically it's like a flea market, but it's all themed at Halloween, haunted houses, horror movies, things along those lines, and it's grown every year, and we're kind of expanding on it this year, and we're including a hearse cruise in, where we've invited people who own hearses to bring them, show them off, and have like a little car cruise, but with only hearses. So I think that'll be a nice, fun spin to the event, and I think people are really going to enjoy it.
Okay, so we have to ask the question, because that sounds so fascinating, that's so unique, and I know that's what you're going for. I've never heard of a Hearst cruise-in before, but I've got to ask, when I think about a Hearst, I think about the same thing over and over again. What are some of the more different versions of Hearsts that you've seen before?
Well, it's funny because there's Hearst cruise-ins that take place, and there's a really big one that takes place in Hell, Michigan, and it's called Hellfest, and they have, and there is a town that's called Hell, Michigan, and if you go there, there's like a little gift shop, and there's an ice cream shop next door, and behind it, there's a big field, and they have 100 different hearses show up from pretty much all over the Midwest, and some are like really jacked up and souped up ones, some are just older, some are like, they customize them how they want them. Some will have caskets in them or skeletons. Others, they just keep it very straight and they like it. And it's just, it's a whole different culture of people, and they're totally into it. And they bring it and they love showing them off and comparing with their fellow hearse owners. And there's actual clubs of people. The one group that's real big in Michigan is called Just Hearsing Around. And I know some of the people. They're really cool people. They're weirdos like me, and they just really enjoy sharing their vehicle with other people. And for our event, I think it's going to be a real draw. People are going to drive by and go, what in the is going on over here that all these funeral vehicles are parked? I mean, did a lot of people die? I think it's going to be a fun thing for the event, and our members are really excited about it.
What made you think it was the right fit for Cleveland here with this?
There's a lot of interesting people in Cleveland, sure. And the horror community is very strong, and this is like Ohio has the most haunted houses of any state in the United States, professional and the home haunters. I mean, Ohio really embraces Halloween for whatever reason. It's the Midwest. It's the pumpkins. I'm not sure why, but it's quite well known that Ohio has the most haunted attractions of any state, and certainly some of the best ones. The world's largest one was in Canton for a while, and that kind of hops around. It's a Guinness Book of World Record thing, and there's some money involved to own that title. But there's one called the Factory of Terror that's in Canton. And the same people that own the Haunted Schoolhouse and Laboratory in Akron own that. And it takes about an hour and a half to go through the haunted attraction. And so it's kind of a big thing here in Ohio. And our membership, we're up to like as far as card-carrying members, people who paid to join our club, we're up to about 130 people. And then on our Facebook page, there's almost 800. I think it's like 760 something, but that's Facebook. People, they kind of just want to come in and look at stuff. We count more the people who are actually card-carrying members and come to meetings, come to functions, which we have something every month. Some months we've had two different functions, and our attendance is always really good.
Well, and to get back to the garage sale, I mentioned I went last year. I had a blast. It was so much fun. What blew me away, Jeff, was the the uniqueness of the items that were there. And I think that's kind of what you guys are going for. When you come to this garage sale, you know, you're going to see something you probably have never seen before. And you guys really had everything. You guys had costumes. You guys had masks. You guys had decorations of all sorts. I mean, this is all pretty much coming from members, right?
Exactly. And enthusiasts. And then we've got some of the vendors that came from Southern Ohio. We had a couple vendors that came in from Michigan, and we're going to have more from out of state. And it's the show has gotten to the point where it's worth their trouble to come that far and spend their time, that they do that well, that they're traveling that far. And we've got some really great ones. Like there's a new vendor that's going to be there. It's called Dead Sled, and theirs is themed at like hearse items, things that would be hearse related because of the hearse show. They're coming in, and we've got some high quality place. Closed Casket Studios is going to be there, and they've got like great masks and props and, you know, skeleton figures, and you're getting them at garage sale prices. And that's the beauty of it. You're not paying, like, you know, you can go to Spirit Halloween, you can pay a lot of money for some of this stuff. Well, a large portion of what you're going to find was handmade by people. They produced it themselves. They want to share it. You know, they may have enjoyed it for a couple years and now they want to sell it. So you're going to get it at prices that you wouldn't normally be able to buy it at. And you're going to get custom things you can't get anywhere else. And I think that's a really cool thing.
Sure, I think that would say something, too. I mean, it's custom made. It's somebody who has a passion for something like
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Well, and it's all very reasonably priced. And again, I can tell you firsthand, we went there last year. We came in with the intent of just kind of taking a look and seeing what was out there. My girlfriend at the time, my fiance now, she walked away with a bunch of different candles and decorations. She was blown away by just how cool that was. And not only do you have a lot of unique items, Jeff, we talk a lot about food on this show, as you know. You guys had a bake sale, and I was very impressed. Not what I was expecting. You guys sold things there that I'm sure tasted delicious, but you guys sold things that looked so doggone good. I was afraid to eat them because they looked so good, and I didn't want to eat anything that looked that good.
Yeah, and we're going to expand on that as well. We're actually going to have more vendors, and we suggest that the vendors donate an item, and we like them to do it a Halloween theme. Like you can, bag it in a certain way or prepare it in a certain way so it has a Halloween tilt to it. So that's one of the things, and they kind of get behind that. They have fun with it, and we really enjoy doing it. And, the people who work there, they volunteer their time to sell it. And so it's really one of these things. Everyone's just doing it because they just dig it, you know, which is cool. You're doing something you enjoy, and that's a good thing.
Well, and of course, it takes place a week from this coming Saturday, August the 4th. It's at the Bay Village Community House, 303 Cahoon Road. You guys open up at 10. You guys run through 2. And you can't miss this thing. If you're driving by, as Jeff mentioned earlier, there's going to be a Hearst Cruisin'. So if you're in the area, you can't miss this thing. You guys did a wonderful job last year. I think you guys had the blow up Stay Puft Marshmallow Man out there. That was a lot of fun. So it was tough to miss last year. It'll be even tougher to miss this year. Now, this has got to be like the kickoff to the holidays for you guys. Here on July 26th, we're kind of getting into that season where, you know, it's going to get a little bit cooler outside. You can kind of feel the fall weather coming into effect. Leaves begin to change. Pumpkin beers are being released all over the place and ciders and things of that nature. But for you guys, this is like Christmas, right?
It is. It's our kickoff to the Halloween season. And we scheduled it at a time that it doesn't interfere with us getting ready. September really is when home haunters and professional haunters are getting into full gear. And so we had it in early August so that it's not interfering with the busy time. You're still able to work on all this stuff. And you're getting things early enough so you can work it into what you're doing. Maybe you're buying a prop or you're getting a costume, and you'll have the time to work it into your Halloween setup or maybe your Halloween party. And for the people who are coming to buy, you know, you can go in there with the idea of getting a costume or maybe getting some new decoration for your yard or something like that. And there's just so many different things to choose from. So many creative people getting their stuff out there. You know, chances are really good you're going to find something unique that you will enjoy, and you're going to get it at a great price.
Again, Jeff Farks with the Cleveland Haunt Club joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. The Haunted Garage Sale is at the Bay Village Community House, 303 Cahoon Road. It's August 4th. That's a week from this coming Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. There's a lot to love there, I'm telling you. If you're into Halloween in any way, shape, or form, there's all kinds of cool stuff there. That's just kind of the tip of the iceberg, though, Jeff, for you guys. I mean, you guys do a lot of really cool things, and you were telling me about a couple of those cool things coming up this fall. One is something I know we've discussed before, but there's another that's a little bit different and a little unique, and it takes place down in Brunswick.
It does, yes. And this is an event that we recently, the Cleveland Haunt Club, got involved in as a sponsor, and it's a 5K pumpkin run that takes place at night. So it's a night run, which is very unique. There aren't many of those. And it has a full Halloween theme, and all of the charity or the proceeds of this go to a charity, the food bank there in Brunswick. So it's for a good cause. But this run is going to have zombies who are going to be shambling around as the runners are running the course. And they're going to be in full makeup and they're going to be gory, and it will be a lot of fun. So if you like Halloween and you're more athletically inclined, you like to run, you like to do an occasional 5K, this is going to be a really fun 5K because it's going to have a Halloween theme with zombies, and they're going to have like a petting zoo, and they're going to have magicians, and there's going to be, they're trying to create a whole atmosphere, so it's not like just come in, do your run, and leave. Sure. They're going to have other things to do, and you're going to get into the Halloween spirit of the time.
Sounds like a lot of PRs will be set that day if there's zombies chasing you down the street. Yeah.
You know, I wanted to say, on the way in, I was listening, and I got to say, you guys were totally missing the mark on your house thing and the shows.
What do you got for us?
13-13, are you
going that way? I got to go Mockingbird Lane or the Addams Family House. I mean, the Addams Family House is so amazing. These people were multimillionaires, and this house was so tricked up. That would be the coolest house to own, would be the Addams Family House. Sure. I'm like, they're so missing the mark.
We did, obviously.
Forget Full House.
It's great to have you in here. Yeah, I didn't even think of the Munsters necessarily.
Oh, God, yeah. You got the dragon underneath the steps. You
That's
lift
right.
the steps, and he does the fire breathing. Who wouldn't want that? Grandpa in the basement? Come on.
There's a little laboratory and everything.
Sure.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
See, we knew we were missing out on something. We knew we were missing out.
I had to
out.
Throw that in. That's I'm
good.
Like, oh.
Okay, nice. Well, that's why we always say we solicit outside participation here, because we knew we were missing out on that. See, three minds are greater than two
right.
in this situation.
Yeah. Somebody else had to be thinking of that.
Yeah, it's
know.
Good, too, though. I mean, out of all the houses, does anyone know the address? I mean, 1313 Mockingbird
right.
Lane. Everyone's going to remember that.
Very good stuff. Again, Jeff Farks with the Cleveland Haunt Club joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. And, my man, I can't bring you in here without asking you about yard haunts. That's one of the more amazing things, I think, that I learned about in the year and a half and change that we've been doing this show. I had no idea that was a thing. You were telling us all about it last year. Now, when you talk about yard haunts, about how early in the process do folks begin to plan for these yard haunts and really kind of put on a display? You told us last year that you guys will actually go on these tours. You guys will get into a bus or whatever, and you guys will go and you'll check these yards out. About at what point do you think these folks begin to put their yards together and get them all decked out for Halloween?
In their mind, November 1st.
Okay.
and the really passionate home haunters, that's what they're thinking. How can I tweak what I did this year? But a lot of the guys, like the ones, depending on the size of their setup, and, you know, last year we did this new thing where we printed up signs to identify the Cleveland Haunt Club members' yard haunts. And basically it said, this is a Cleveland Haunt Club yard haunt. For more of these, go to this. And so it kind of gives them a connection. It gives them – and I went and I hand-delivered every single sign. So I got to see all of the yard haunts that these people did. And I got to tell you, there's some really awesome yard haunts around Cleveland. I went to ones in Elyria. I went to ones in Lorain. I'm sure a lot of the people in Lorain read about the people who did the train. And then this year they had the drilling unit that's coming out of the ground and the skeletons are in it.
Yeah.
And if you get a chance, off the top of my head, I can't remember what the address is, but you got to go over and see it. But all over the city, different. I was out in like Brook Park, there was three houses that were completely set up. It was like a whole circus carnival theme, and it was so intricate and so involved. But it really depends on just how much work. Some of the members I know, they're starting like mid-September to set up. Our one member had a full pirate ship that he would set up in his yard with water, with a dock. And it took him that long to completely set it up. But it depends on the person and how much they, and how much their neighbors will put up with, I guess. But all over. And it's so fun to just drive around and look at these. And they love the fact that people are stopping and looking. And, it's one of those things that we like to do. And I was telling you before that we have this one member. He lives out in Ashtabula, and he has a tremendously big yard, but it's all full of really high-end pneumatic props that jump out at you and move, and he spends a lot of money on it, and he shares when he gets a new prop. It's like a kid getting a new toy. He goes on Facebook, look what I just got. It's like this, ghoul that jumps out of this thing, and it's like, we're all like, oh, that's super awesome, but it's like a whole lot of money that he puts into this, and these bus tours come along, and it's called The Haunt on William Street, and he gets a lot of people that come from all over to see, and it's open all October, and he's got music playing and he's got sound effects and the lighting is amazing, and it's like professional quality and probably price tag of all the stuff that he's bought over the years. But it's just this guy who's super passionate about Halloween and yard haunting, and it's just really cool to see all the work that he's done on this.
Very cool stuff. Very, very detailed. And again, we are really coming up on that season. It's just not that far away. Well, again, check it out. The Haunted Garage Sale takes place a week from Saturday, August 4th, Bay Village Community House. They open up at 10. They'll be there until 2. Jeff, for our listeners out there right now wondering how they can get a hold of you for more details, not only about the Haunted Garage Sale, but all of your upcoming events, how can they do that?
Yes, if they're interested, they can look for our page on Facebook. It's Cleveland Haunt Club. We're always posting information. We have monthly meetings. We meet at the Ironwood Cafe Front Bar in Westlake. We typically meet on the third Thursday of every month, and we'll do like make and takes, demonstrations, product reviews, and we do field trips as well. We took several this year. We'll do events where we go to haunted locations and do ghost tours. So we're pretty diverse with the different things that we do, and we would suggest anybody to join our Facebook page, and then you can be a part. And then if you want to just come out and see what we're doing, you don't have to buy a membership, but if you'd like to join, we do have memberships that people can buy. But if you look up Cleveland Haunt Club on Facebook, or if you go to clevehauntclub@gmail.com, you can email me any questions. I'm happy to answer and try and get you involved. And you don't have to be a big Halloween nut. Maybe you like horror movies. Maybe you just like weird people and you want to hang out with weird people. We're that. it's a fun group of people. It's very diverse. We've got people all walks of life, different ages, male, female, professionals. One of our members is in the state attorney general's office. He's an attorney. We've got councilmen who are members, and it's a very unique group of people who have a similar passion.
Very cool stuff. We have a very, very easy time convincing people to hang out with weird people from 3 to 6 weekdays. Yeah. Amazingly, we get people to say yes and come in.
Right.
It's crazy how
that
works.
That is weird. Yeah. I can't understand that.
Well, Jeff, this is awesome as always, man. Thank you so much for coming in
the
studio.
You.
And as we get closer to October, we'll definitely have you in again.
Absolutely. That'd be great.
All righty. Time for us to take a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Matt Douglas and I will come back here in just a few for the final half hour of today's show here on AM 930 WEOL.
Join the JVS Adult Career Center for their Registration Day information sessions. It's Tuesday, August.